This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
I don't have my headsets on.
Why don't you have a headset on?
Because the ones he usually uses are broken.
Because we got this deal going on.
Call the headset department.
Yes, we call it. So anyway, here's the deal. From my report from the trip to Harvard, okay?
Yeah.
With St. Thomas. The seven deadly sins, we're drifting off here. We're burying
We never do that in this show.
We're burying the lead. The seven deadly sins are pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth.
I knew sloth was in there.
Sloth was in there. Yep. I'm guilty of several of these. Mm-hmm. The one that will not send me to whatever exists out there as a deadly sin is pride. I've never been overcome with pride. All okay. Right. You know, as
I dispute that.
That's but why that's... I waddled around for all those years in big weight. But as an old guy, what I was thinking was, you know, when you lose all pride,
I don't know.
At an old age, steps.
Yeah.
When it comes to steps, when it comes to either walking up steps, but particularly walking down steps.
Now, is there a railing?
You have to discover one, right? And sometimes it becomes a two-step step, you know. If it's like 50 steps going down, it might be 100 because you might have to shuffle and do that whole thing.
Steps, now, you're describing the Harvard ballpark?
Steps. I'm getting to the Harvard ballpark.
All right.
So the steps are the we remove. All we want to do is succeed. We don't care how old and feeble and horse bleep we look,
remember
right?
The steps in the St. Paul Civic Center?
Yes. Terrible. Yeah. Charlie Allman doing
it. Yeah, attack.
He looked like a guy in a yacht race.
He'd
go this way and that way. Yeah. Yes, they were terrible. But that was a long time ago.
Right.
So I am going to cover St. Thomas and Harvard. I'm excited to be there, even though the stadium was first constructed in some form in 1903.
And you said they put at least $10,000
in it. All bench seats. Now, it's 36,000 now. It used to be 65, but it's open-ended. And down at the open end, I don't know what they did to remove the capacity. Maybe they just gave people more room because they didn't really have a problem. They might have had 5,000 people there Saturday, 1,000 of whom were probably from St. Thomas. But anyway, Joe, I'm hearing about the long climb to the Harvard press box, which is above the bleachers.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really believe the rumors I'm hearing. So when I first get over there, I'm going to walk over to the St. Thomas tailgate and see some people. The game kicks off at 1, and I get there about 10:30. Now, that's about a 20-minute walk, Joe. It's around the stadium and up. And, you know, Harvard has 5,000 acres.
Ooh, boy.
St. Thomas has 80.
Yeah. Five,
so wow. I'm walking over there up this hill to go over there and mingle for a half hour or so.
5,000 acres is damn near 2 White Bear Lakes.
Yes. And that, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I walk back. So I'm like, this is early. Yeah. Then I start the steps to the press box. 102.
Mm-hmm. 102
steps. Up the hill. All the straight up. And we're going through these catacombs that And I said, when I got to about 60, I saw an apparition of Grantland Rice walking up there. You know, these old duppy things, stuff that was just discarded sitting there, you know. Because nobody walks the step except the five people that are, so the five people that get there.
Is there an elevator?
Phil asked, no, God, no.
No.
I would have climbed on the top of it to be there if I didn't have to walk 102 steps. But I'm going, I hump it pretty good at the first time and go almost 50, right?
Yeah.
Then I
took a break.
Then I took a break. Then I stopped and looked the next time I only make it to 68, because then I stop again, because I'm kind of saying, somebody told me it's 175, but that was not realistic. That could not be true. But then I get to 90 the third time. I get to 90. It was a pretty good hump there. And I'm still thinking, I don't know for sure what it is.
Can you see up ahead? Can you
No, you're just in underneath this
catacomb. Well, you can't see a light at the end of the tunnel.
You can't know how close you are to the roof. You don't see. And it's 102, and I'm there, and I was, like, happy.
Right.
My legs weren't working, but I was happy. And then I walk over, and the press box has got four or five steps, this makeshift press box that they have up there. And so it's only five steps, and I skip up those. I'm so damn happy that I made it up the thing.
Cartwheel your way in.
Yes, cartwheel
your way in. I'm here.
So I get up there, and there's 20 people in the thing. And here's a disappointment. I mean, in addition to 102 steps, and now my knees are just screaming. I go to get it. They got sort of a little sandwich plate there in the back, but little wraps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I grab one, and there's a Diet Coke can there, so I'm very happy I got a new thing. And I open it up. It's a Harvard sandwich. It's got raisins and veggies.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You got to be careful if you're picking in. No meat.
Yeah.
No tuna. Nothing.
Boy.
You got this crap. You got raisins. So my sustenance before I'm going to go back down 4 hours later.
Yeah.
Is
rabbit food.
Is, yeah, that's it. Raisins. Why raisins? Anyway, so now I'm coming back down, but I get to a point where I'm at the top of the stadium, and there is an opening there where you're at the top of the stadium. So I get out because I can see it's going to be a shorter distance to go down to the field than actually walking up from the very bottom. But I got my backpack on, and there's no railings within the rows. There's only the railing over on the side of the brick wall that's going down for the far left of the stadium.
So here I am,
soon to be 78 years old, still somewhat overweight, with bad knees, and it's probably 30 steps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over there in the railing, holding it with two hands, kind of shuffling down left and right. No pride.
No.
The pride.
None.
Pride.
It's a long way
gone.
To get back to pride, but you got there.
Yeah, that's how I got the pride. I'm saying if I'd seen this fat ass trying to do this, I would have chuckled.
Yeah.
But it's me.
But it's you.
But it's me. And then I get down to the bottom. And then I got to walk this ramp, and I get over there. And to get to the place where the post-game interviews, where I could work after the thing, it's another 30 steps up a thing to get in there. Then I go to talk to the St. Thomas people. You got to go down 30 and come back up 30. I got 180 steps in.
Yep.
And now I'm getting ready to write. I'm damn near dead. And no pride. The pride is gone. No pride.
If you had it to do over again.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you just stay in the seat down low and just watch
it? If I had it to do over again, I would have done exactly that.
And then you could have eaten a cheeseburger from the concession stand.
I could have said to some young person, hey, are you going up to get a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Here's a 20. Get yourself something and buy me one.
Right.
I don't even have to get out of. I could have sat in row 6 because there's nobody there. But instead, I walked 102 steps, and my knees They're starting to get better now, but Sundays was terrible.
Were there old timers up there that have been covering Harvard games?
Yeah, there were a couple.
50 years.
Yeah, there were.
Of course,
50 years
ain't what it used to be either.
No,
that's just 1973.
Yeah, right. There were a couple of old timers. Yes, and
mimeograph machine.
No, they gave it to you in a printed out machine, and they were helpful people, but yeah. I asked the guy as I started the summit, you started the search, I says, how many steps? Somebody told me 175. He says, it's not that many, but I never really counted them because I didn't want to get depressed. So anyway, but you look at it here and see, you know, Damon Runyon was here, you know, the same staircase, trying to get upstairs. So they're walking someplace. I don't know what it was like. Meanwhile, our Tommies... We take the opening kickoff. We get the opening kickoff and run it down, and we're down at the 21, and it's 4th and 4 or something, down to their 21. And we run a double pass, flea flicker type thing.
On 4th down,
and the tight end is running wide open down the field for a touchdown that will put the Tommies ahead. And the quarterback hesitates for about two counts, and by the time he throws the ball, it gets knocked away. And then on the first play from scrimmage for Harvard, the guy goes 79 yards for a touchdown and kind of took away the... Then you realize that Harvard, even though they're Ivy League, are a little faster and stronger than our boys from the St. Thomas. But it was an interesting experience.
And you never did get the hurricane.
No, didn't get. He got a nice crosswind. That was about it.
Because right at this moment, if you had stayed, you were going to be whale watching.
Or whale watching. Yes, I would be whale watching. I would have had. And then I'd stop at one of those great seafood restaurants where they just take the lobster right out of the ocean and put it on the put it on the plate in front of you. We panicked. We decided that. We didn't want to sit up there for 2 days and just watch the sea royal, but I wish we had. So, then I'd be missing Monday Night Sports Talk.
Right out of the ocean, like the oysters rookie brought to the Sprint store.
Yes, right.
From the dollar store?
From the dollar store.
They were yellow.
And a little
fresh out of the Gulf, he says.
A little mustard on.
Yeah.
Among his great pranks, you know, as cheap as he is, among his great pranks, buying sardines at the next door dollar store. We've come a long way.
I think so.
Since we don't have... What were we appearing at next
year?
The Super Bowl was
here. When the Super Bowl was in town, we had an agreement with Sprint. Sprint was the official ESPN affiliate home of Super Bowl coverage.
But the only one they could get to take us was the one in Brooklyn Center, right?
Yes.
Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn
Center. Something
like that.
Wherever we were.
To this day, I don't know where we were.
Nor did the public.
No. It wasn't really crowded.
No, we had room. In fact, the people that were there were in our way, or we were in their way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Harvard Stadium. I've never covered a game at North Carolina, but I've been to their football stadium.
Oh, really?
Have you ever been to their football?
No.
It's my favorite football stadium.
Really?
In the pros or college.
Why is that?
It's just intimate as hell. It's almost like a model. It's kind of set down there on campus, and I've seen it.
I've walked by it. I don't think
it's just right there. It's like Fenway Park in terms of being in a neighborhood or.
Yes.
It is
a picturesque campus, North Carolina, that's for sure. Our Gophers, looking at the stats, it's a shock that they only got beat 31-13.
It was, I know the highly touted North Carolina quarterback, he threw a couple of picks.
He threw a couple
costly,
of
costly yeah. picks. Meaning they were on their way to score and he would throw a pick.
One that I would question drafting him highly. Because he clearly just threw to a Gopher.
Right.
There was no North Carolina player in sight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Big, strong fella. 6'4".
Well, he's been mentioned as a Vikings draft choice.
Number two. He's supposed to be the second quarterback drafted. So who's the guy that's supposed to go ahead of him? I don't know.
The guy from USC, Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah, Caleb Williams is supposed to. But the Vikings, don't worry, they have no chance to be drafting that high because the NFC North
proved too good.
improved its AL Central medal by yesterday by all getting beat, including the Lions, who figured out a way to lose that game.
Did you see the latest version of the butt fumble yesterday?
No.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love was lined up.
What was that?
I think they were attempting to do a quarterback sneak, but I think the quarterback got the snap count wrong.
Or the center got the one of
or somebody.
Somebody got the
but
snap.
But he was the only person that moved, the quarterback.
Really?
So
I saw him, he kind of fell down. He hit the guy's legs or something.
The
he
best were the Lions saying me trying to sneak past my girl at 3 a.m. You know, stumbling by, and he runs into the tackle.
I only saw a bit of that game later on, and he didn't look like he was in totally control of the situation. He's got some talent, though. He can take off and run and make some yards, but
I have a baseball note I want you to clarify.
I am ready.
First of all, I'm not putting Buxton on a postseason roster.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What happens during a postseason roster? What do they do?
You can, if somebody gets hurt, you can make a change, or you can make a change, I believe, after each round, right?
But aren't you taking into the postseason fewer players on your squad than
26.
Are right there today?
No, so just two fewer, but...
Two fewer.
The odds are you will have the same number of position players and just reduce the pitching staff to 12.
But we are at expanded rosters right now, correct?
28.
Oh, it's only 28.
Yeah,
they don't do the 40 man thing anymore.
Okay. That's why the minor leagues play till the end of September.
Who won't make it, I wonder?
Pitching wise, they got plenty of options, you know. Mm-hmm. Brett Hedrick or they called him. They got plenty of options.
But you can't take him. He's not. You can't count on
him. No, I think he's done for the year.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to activate him. I agree. And not you know, Michael Taylor's ready to come back now, too, so somebody's going to have to go.
I like the Stevenson kid for the playoffs, only because
he can run.
You can use him as a weapon on the bases.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not big on Willie Castro playing center field every day. So
no, me either.
I'm big on Royce Lewis.
Royce Lewis, we've been talking about this, has changed the entire vibe about this team with the public. The public, they not only like the Grand Slam home runs, which are easy to like, Grand Slam home runs.
You're right. That's not hard.
It's an easy thing to like.
But it's the joy de vivre that he plays with, you know, that you can see he's happy to be out there. And
Troy Hawkins had a great line either Friday or Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The counts, whatever the count was when Royce Lewis hit his most recent Grand Slam. I don't know, maybe it was 3-2. And LaTroy said, throw it down the middle. He can't hurt you. And then, boom, Grand Slam. With wonderful timing.
Yes. The thing about... You know, this was a team without an exceedingly popular player. You know, there was no Kaprizov, there was no Jefferson, there was Anthony Edwards on this team. There was no,
even Correa?
No, God, no Correa.
People holds a major league record for double plays.
Yeah, the public doesn't like him ever since he said you're shopping for Dior, you got to pay the price, you know.
Sure.
But they also, you know, the Twins critics are, and, you know, Buxton people giving up on, and, some of the young guys, they liked, and the pitchers, you had to like Pablo, and you had to like Duran.
I'm going to condense your remarks. He's made this club interesting to watch.
Yeah, and people had this negative vibe even, you know, when they were winning, even when they, because of, it's all analytics and all that stuff. And in addition to him, their starting pitchers have pitched about as many innings as any team in baseball. I don't know if they're still number one. That was the old complaint about Rocco, too, right? Mm-hmm. That there wasn't. So they're much more likable than they were, and he's the main reason.
They really are.
Yeah, I think he's the main reason.
And it didn't hurt that Kepler's had a tremendous second half.
Yeah, where'd that come from, by the way? Where did that come from?
Who do I get to see in Cincinnati tonight? The guy I'm supposed to pay attention to?
De La Cruz.
De La Cruz.
Yes. De La Cruz.
I can't wait to
see
him.
Now, you got the two former twins, too, that got traded for Tyler Malley, who didn't work mm-hmm. out well. They got Encarnacion Strand, and then what's the... plays all over the field. Spencer Steer?
Spencer Steer.
Spencer Steer. They got...
That's going to go down as a trade we lost.
Yes.
That's going to
yes.
go down as a trade
Tyler
we lost.
Tyler made, I think, 6-7 starts, and he's now a free agent. And he's. But you did get to pay for two surgeries, so...
That's true.
You know. Didn't you lose the Arise trade?
Not really.
No,
Pablo
I don't
has
think
been
so.
Pretty good.
Pablo has been good, but this Miami guy's going to win the batting crown.
Well, they just swept the Braves in Miami, three straight, the best team in baseball, scored a ton of runs, and Louis had 8 hits and 5 RBIs in 3 games. He's now 353. But they're much deeper in infielders than they are in pitchers. So you needed Pablo to...
Anytime you can get a frontline starting pitcher, I say you have to do it.
Sonny Gray, by the way, number 2 in the American League in ERA behind Garrett Cole, who's going to win the Heisman.
Now, speaking of winning and losing trades, the petty kid we gave up to get Sonny Gray, has he come up with the big league club?
No, he hasn't made it yet, but he was 18 or 19 when they traded him.
Why did it take Royce so long to get to the big leagues?
Injuries, 2 knee surgeries, and you missed 3 straight years, basically.
Yeah. He's drafted in
2020, the minor leagues didn't play.
That COVID,
2021, knee injury. He worked out hard in the winter, and he came to spring training with a bad knee, and they had knee surgery, ACL. And then last year, he came up for 11 games. They sent him back when Correa got healthy again. He played one game, and that's when they put him in center field, and he jumped up too early going to the fence and blew out his knee again. So he only played 12 games last year. And then this year, they just sent him back to play for a while before they finally called him up. So, yeah, he's made all the difference. I did say on Twitter from Boston, did the TV guys, did they remember to mention this was his 4th Grand Slam in 18 days?
I believe they did.
First time in the history of the grand old game. Unbelievable.
And when that, because we were monitoring the Jordan High School football game, and I saw the video clip, so I played it for my 8-year-old, and he said, "Is that the most in Twins history?" I said, "Well, buddy, Major League history, you know, that kind of...
That goes to 1876
right. That's a lot
if you count
longer
the
than,
National League,
That's
pal.
A lot longer than Twins history.
What do you think
history?
Of that, kid?
I got a hockey question of all things.
I'm right. Hey, when do we start practice?
Pretty quick.
Yeah, it's...
This week,
it's coming, soon, isn't it?
No, correct me. Did the Blackhawks get Connor Bedard?
Yes, they did.
Have you seen his shot?
Yes.
He's going to score 100 goals.
He is going to be
He's going to score 100 goals.
Really?
I've never seen a quicker release than that. It's a magic act.
In fact,
yes.
The only reason I saw that clip is because a Wild observer that I follow retweeted it and said, "Oh boy."
Yeah, and you know, they say you need an angle. He says, "I don't need no stinking angle."
He just shoots it.
Look it up and you'll be shocked.
So what we're doing is...
Your Blackhawks are going to win that division.
So that's a little premature.
On him alone.
They were terrible.
I know, but mark my words.
So in other words, we have now gone to the shot that is the 102-mile-an-hour fastball, which we've never seen before. That's what we've now seen here.
Yep. Oh, he can shoot. Oh, my word.
So it's not a big old slapper.
It's just...
what happened?
I don't know. What happened?
So Gusty... Here's my prediction of the Wild this season. Now, they surprised me last year. They really surprised me the year before. But my prediction, Gussie ain't going to be good this year. Because
I am with Patrick.
He's one of those goalies. They're goalies.
He
right?
got hot.
They're goalies. Sometimes, you know, we had about 3 of these guys. Dubnyk came in here and carried him to the playoffs.
That's right.
And then we said, "Let's get rid of that Dubnyk. He's terrible." There's like 5 guys that are good every year, and then there's guys that are good
some of the time.
Every other year, you know, the guy Jake Allen, who beat that good Wild team in the playoffs here in six games all by himself. The next year, he couldn't stop a TV set. You know, he could have been pushing one down the ice, and he couldn't stop nothing.
Was Bedard the number one?
Oh, yes. God, yes.
No, overall?
Yes.
And
yes.
The Blackhawks had that pick.
Well, everybody was fighting. So, they had teams tanking at the end of the year, but they'd have a lottery now, too. Yeah. I don't know if the Blackhawks had the worst record
I think
or not,
they still they did, terrible. But they were specifically at... Plus, well, they traded Kane, for crying out loud.
Right. You know, Chicago is a very important market for the NHL and traditional and everything. And, you know, when the Blackhawks are good, the league commissioner is happy. They fixed the lottery. They fixed the lottery. There's no doubt about it. Well, they fixed the lottery.
They got
it. They can do
frozen
anything.
Envelope.
They can do anything they want. I don't know if they do it with ping pong balls like the NBA did.
Wasn't that the Ewing, though? They had the frozen envelope when Stern went to go grab for the Ewing when the Knicks won the Ewing lottery. Wasn't
that what we said?
I thought that's what we said.
The Knicks, yeah, the first one. The first one ever. The first lottery ever was fixed.
So I've been sitting on this.
Yes.
For both of you, but most notably Joe, because I know how much of a fan that you are personally of Fenway Park.
I think it's a dump. I hate that place.
Especially if you're my size. Yeah. You got a fat ass.
It's a dump.
Maybe this will change your tune, because I just ordered you and Patrick two tickets for the upcoming game this Friday night.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Patrick was just in Boston, but maybe we'll get you over
back.
There.
All right.
As the Red Sox host your Chicago White Sox for an upcoming promotion. Are you ready?
Yep.
They're going to be hosting Barbie Night.
Oh, really?
At...
Well, they had the pink hats before anybody.
At Kenway Park.
Oh no.
Really?
No. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Kenway Park.
Kenway Park.
You watch. They will have an absolute sellout. Well, the Red Sox are dreadful
not
this
anymore.
Year.
They've had a bad
No, but I'm saying for this promotion alone, they'll have a sellout, I guarantee.
Yeah.
Where did they play yesterday? The Red Sox.
Weren't they playing?
I think they were on the road. They were home with the Yankees this week.
They
had
Pittsburgh?
A doubleheader on Thursday. I could have gone to the night game and got in for about $2.
You're kidding.
No.
Wow.
Well, they both stink.
Well, it wasn't Kenway Park and Barbie night. That's why.
Kenway.
So you get a hat and
the whole deal. You get a nice pink Red Sox shirt.
Have you seen the ad where the guy, I think it's, is it Jelko? Where the guy's selling, is it Progressive?
Geico.
Progressive insurance.
Progressive.
Whatever.
The guy, the Barbie commercial.
Yes, I have seen it.
I
disapprove.
After 125 times, I don't like it, you know? It's, you know.
You know, Barbie's on TV now. I mean, you can get it and see it into your microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to watch it?
How expensive?
I don't know.
It's probably still
Let me guess, that's...
Bucks.
That's come on in your home.
No,
it hasn't.
It,
it's come on in other homes I'm aware of.
It's not like NC-17 or MA.
Oh, no, his whole crew has gone to the theater, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, her and Ken aren't, there's no.
No.
There's no.
No intimacy.
There's no apricots involved.
No, really.
No, that's straight above that.
Because Margot, you know, there's other movies with Margot Robbie.
I'll say.
You
don't have trouble.
Yeah, you don't have to. Your imagination doesn't have to run wild
like it would
with Barbie.
That's right.
What an actress, though. She a huge success as Tonya Harding, and now as Barbie, who are two very different characters.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. And I said earlier, I hope she got points, what the movie people call points.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because she'll be a billionaire.
What are we up to now? Is it going to be the first billion-dollar movie?
Oh, I think it already is.
I'm seeing that your Sox were in Toronto. Is that something?
I was just going to look up their attendance yesterday if they were at home, but they weren't at home.
Yeah, they were in Toronto.
They were losing, I think, all weekend to the Toronto before 40,000 people that they have all the time.
Toronto will the Twins be hosting?
Isn't
it the playoffs?
Isn't it the Blue Jays?
Well, no, it depends upon who finishes fourth. Who finishes as the top wild card?
Oh, speaking of that, how great was it that the O's yesterday clinched on the anniversary of the Earl Weaver meltdown?
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
You're here for one reason.
To bleep us.
That was that late in the year when Earl threw that.
Apparently, because I only saw
it. In the first inning.
Yeah, it was early. Yes, it was early.
So first inning.
Behind the rubber. All both were.
Do you have the edited version?
I do. I can pull that up.
I think you need to hear the
edited
version.
Patrick doesn't have his headphones. He lost his headphones.
No, you can hold it to your ear for one segment.
I can put it on, yeah, here.
Well, I could probably fix those if you want to hand them over. Well,
here we go.
Behind the rubber.
Oh, you
got to wait for Pat.
I got to get this thing in there.
Where is the headphone department?
I know it, but it won't go in there all of a sudden. Did I bend it? Get that bleep in
there.
Let
me see it.
Or am I putting it in the wrong? No, I'm not putting it in the wrong.
Well, you had it on earlier.
The big circle. Put it in the big circle.
It's not supposed to go in the big circle.
There you go.
I was trying to put it in the big circle, but it goes in the big little circle.
No. No, you have that opposite.
Behind the rubber. Oh, bullshit.
Yourself,
here, and this crew is here just to
f***
us.
Yeah,
boom.
Earl Hepburn.
You run yourself, Earl. You
get
run yourself.
Your
you
me.
Hit me?
Yeah, because you
good.
Put your
I'm glad
finger
you
on me.
I'm glad you hit me.
You're here for one specific reason.
What's that, Earl?
To f***
us. Oh, you're full of
you. Nine damn years and years. And don't you ever put your finger on me again.
You hit me, Earl.
You put your finger
that's
on
okay.
me.
That's okay. You ain't going to knock nobody on their
you do it again and I'll knock you right in your nose.
I didn't touch you.
You pushed your finger.
I did not.
You are
lying.
You're a big liar.
You are a liar, Earl.
You're a liar. The only reason
you are
you're
wrong, Earl.
And you'll have your chance tomorrow.
Oh,
you got it as quick as you can.
What is wrong with you?
You ain't no good.
No, you aren't either.
Yeah,
you aren't
you
either.
You ain't no good.
You're no good either.
Yeah, what are you doing here now?
Well, why don't you call the league office and ask him?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good.
Don't think I won't.
Good.
To know who's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you're going to be in the
you
Hall of
know
Fame.
It.
Why?
You
won the World Series.
You know it.
You're going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I've lost
you. Oh, no, you haven't.
James.
What are the odds that those two had a drink together that night?
Oh, probably pretty good. Yeah. You know, Bill Heller's brother was a major league catcher.
Right.
Tom, and he worked a lot of games with him.
Yeah.
You know, he was.
But God, I love
isn't
girls.
That amazing that this you could get away with this
oh,
and go
it's
on
just
and on
wonderful.
And on? Now they'd, like, have.
You'd have to go to sensitivity
yeah,
training.
Yeah, right.
But oh, I Earl. Love what he said. What are you going to go to the Hall of Fame for? Bleeping up a World Series?
But my favorite line's right out of Laurel
yeah,
and Hardy.
Yeah, they
don't think I won't.
They both would be censored by the major leagues.
Oh, my
know?
God. That's so wonderful. That's when this was a great call.
Oh, you're 100%
yes.
right.
Yeah.
And you see Eddie Murray. Who's playing first base at the time? He can't contain himself. He's losing it. You know, he's saying, "Oh God, here he comes."
First inning.
Oh
God!
Hey. What are you going to Hall of Fame for? Oh, for bleeping up the World Series?
Haller would have had if it was not the last game of the series. Haller would have been behind the plate the next day. That's what he's talking about.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
He's telling him,
oh, sure.
Yeah, because he comes from first base. It's just so much.
It's poetry.
That's why I'm so upset about the
robot ops.
The robot ops and behind the plate, because the only thing we argue about anymore is balls and strikes, because everything else is replays.
Oh
so.
My God,
Jeez, that was wonderful.
Oh God.
And yeah, yesterday was the anniversary.
Yeah.
Was that 1980?
I don't recall what exact year, but I believe it might have been an Orioles beat reporter just said, how fitting that on the day the O's clinched a playoff berth.
What was this bong thing they were...
That was a beer bong.
A beer. Even the owner was on the beer bong.
Yeah, I saw that in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Did they ever straighten up the kerfuffle bit with the owner telling the announcers
Oh, good point.
Straight
well,
up.
He came back to work.
They apologized,
okay.
Basically, the ownership being idiots.
Yeah.
And he came back to work, yes. But that Earl being one of the reasons, but in my beat days, Baltimore was my favorite stop.
Oh, I love that stop.
You know, because great eating. Now, you had to watch yourself downtown. You didn't want to be wandering
around.
Not
like today.
No. Well, it was.
That's where I watched Harmon go off into the mist.
Yes.
And right? I wondered what in the world's going to happen to him.
What do you mean you watched him?
We're giving him a ride back to the hotel on the team bus, and for some reason.
Twins were going to the airport.
Yeah, he got off.
He was going back to the hotel because he was flying someplace else the next day. He got out. He walked at least a mile right through it. Just
right out of the fog. And I thought, we'll never see him again.
We'll never see Harmon again. He just walked. Yeah. He had a briefcase. And he just took off walking.
Well, this is post-playing career.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. He was an announcer. Okay.
He was the announcer. I'm thinking, why would he have gone somewhere else?
He was a TV analyst.
Plus, I love that ballpark.
Oh, I did too, the old ballpark. Except when it was the middle of summer and it was 110 degrees in there. But Harmon was the analyst and was just boring as hell, you know, but still lovable.
He's Harmon, yeah.
Yeah, he was
Harmon. That's what I said.
He was crying when Rodney got his 3,000th hit for the Angels. He started crying. He always called him Junior.
Sure. You know?
That's where I said, man, I was talking to Gene in the dugout before a game, and I said, man, this is a nice ambiance here. And Gene and Roy Smalley both essentially said, go bleep yourself. That's what you take to the hospital.
Ambience. Well, it was Harmon, my favorite moment was when Harmon was a TV guy, is he took a series off to go to England with a Major League Baseball group. I don't know what they were promoting, but they met the Queen. Harmon and
I didn't know Harmon met the
Harmon
Queen.
Harmon met the Queen.
Jeez.
So we're on a bus, and I was taking a bus out in Milwaukee that day for some reason. Came in late, I guess. And I said, Harmon, tell me. She looks a little chesty. I said, you know, she looks. I said, she looks. What do you think? And he said, no, Patrick. He said he was mortified that I asked him how buxom the Queen was.
Hey, Harmon, I got a question for you.
And of course,
I only
asked it to embarrass Harmon. Yeah. That's the only reason I asked it. Oh. I love that guy, though. He was
hard not to like.
Yeah, he was. You know who he didn't get along with? Great, Sidney. Because he wouldn't give Sidney a lot of stuff.
Well, Allison. He had a brain, that's why.
Allison and Sid were mortal enemies, so.
That's, I think Carew knew how to work him.
Oh, God, Carew was great. Plus, Marilyn, you know, his first wife was, Sid knew her family, so he was going to be nice to him.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know what? I think, we're a little pessimistic about the Vikings, but we don't have to be because they're in the NFC
North.
Bad
division.
Who do they got coming in? Gophers,
the Chargers.
The Gophers get to go to play poor, feeble Northwestern this weekend, so they'll do all well.
Is the exhibition portion done already?
I don't know. They play Northwestern, and then they play Louisiana Lafayette.
Ah.
So they got the schedule for TV. Do you know that the Northwestern Gopher game's a night game?
You're kidding.
And they're bringing in lights for it. Yeah. This featured attraction. Yep. Why? Why don't you play it at 9 in the morning with those two mutts? And then hockey's getting started, and you know what the
and
heck?
We're not putting Buxton on the postseason.
And we're not.
Roster.
And Twin people feel better about the Twins than they have all season. So hey, things are good.
Is that enough, Pat?
That is enough. This is Ricey, and you've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I recommend that you give Josh a call is simple: trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns, and while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seen in returns. Yep, that is more common than you would like to think in the investment business. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad you did, and don't forget to ask him why it is 48 minutes.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involved involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.